You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. So glad to have you here on this beautiful Sunday evening, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The sun has finally taken a rest out of the sky, but it was up and bright and vibrant and beautiful this morning, and we got lots of vitamin D. It was around 50 degrees here in New Hampshire, which is unusual because it is January 12th. Can you believe that? And so I took Chloe and Bella out for a nice walk on the beach, and that was quite nice. Bella was able to race and run around with a whole bunch of dogs that were much larger than her, so she was a little intimidated, but it was fun, to say the least. Today, we are supposed to have Carly Shankman on. She's a holistic nutritionist, and she hasn't dialed in yet, so maybe she's out there in Radio Land. Number here is 347-205-9443. And so I'm really looking forward to the show because I've started juicing. And if you follow me online, you will notice that I've just really struggled with this concept called kale. It's a green leafy thing that really tastes like I licked dirt. So I'm hoping that Carly can give me some advice as to how to appreciate and enjoy kale, because I'm just not feeling the love there at all. And speaking of food and love, I am going to be on Portsmouth Public TV June 22nd. I'm working with Jennifer Hill, who is also a nutrition expert. And we're going to be cooking up some food and doing yoga moves and on TV and stuff. So once that's edited and aired, I will definitely send that information out, probably via my newsletter. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, please go onto my website at rustymacdonald.com and sign on. All right. So while we are waiting patiently, I will tell you that the juicing experience has been an experience. You can definitely add too much celery to your juice. You can definitely add too much ginger to your juice, ginger being one of my favorite spices. So I'm just trying to find that balance, because a lot of the recipes I find online have not been doing it for me. And that is the truth. Otherwise, everything's going really, really well. Almost, I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing me babble on about editing the book, but yeah, I'm getting there. It's harder than it seems. And my new blog series has hit the pavement running. So this Tuesday, I will be posting Sex and the Single Parent, kind of my viewpoint on if you can have sex with a single parent versus not having sex with a single parent. Choice is yours, always, but there's some questions that are constantly filling my inbox. So I have nothing else, and I'm just waiting on Carly to call in, and if she's not going to call in, then I will just go to babble away a little bit more. So if you're out there and you have nothing to do, give me a call. We can chat for a few minutes. The number here, again, is 347-205-9443. And you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I can tell you, let's see, who is next week's guest? Next week, I believe, or Wednesday, is Bob Burge, who I love, 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 love. Yes, author of Adversaries, Turning Adversaries into Allies. Excellent book. I'm halfway through it, and of course, it's always entertaining. He's a fun writer. He's down to earth, and he was on my show a few months ago in regards to the book The Go-Giver. Loved that book. Loved the little cartoon on his website in regards to that book. So if you get a chance to check out Bob Burge, do it before Wednesday's show. His new book really talks about the values of today's business people, corporations, Fortune 500 companies, in regards to really having you have a hard time with some people and how to turn that around to make a more positive experience. And that will be Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm just checking my emails now. All right. So I have a chat message here in regards to my fumbling along experience with the juicing. Yes, I have been adding lemon, but I still feel like maybe the kale is too much. I don't know. It just has not been very pleasing. So yes, about a half a lemon. Still not doing it for me. All right. I'm just checking, and I see nothing. I don't think she's going to actually be joining us today, and that's okay. It happens. You schedule enough of these out too far ahead, and sometimes people forget. So what I'd like to do is take a moment of this time, and I'm going to put us all on a little quasi-commercial break so that I can double-check to see. And we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. Just talk a little bit about juicing as far as I understand and this holistic concept of eating. We hear about it all day long on Facebook and on the news and radios talking about GMOs and really upping your vegetables. And as you all know, I'm a celiac, so I work very hard at trying to balance my nutrition, maintain a good and healthy body. I'm in the gym 5 to 6 days a week. I'm running about a mile and a half a day. And I'm over 35. My birthday's coming up. It's actually, I'm going to be 380 years old in a couple of weeks. And I've noticed that I can't lose weight the way I used to. I've got some stubborn weight going on. So I decided that I was going to kick it up a notch. I'm in the gym again 5, 6 days a week. So let's throw in some juicing concepts. And I watched... Fat Sick and Nearly Dead or something like that, fell out of Australia. And I was like, oh, that's not where I want to be ever. So I started researching and trying to pull together some really interesting recipes that Chloe and I both can enjoy to up our nutrient level. And we don't do a lot of processed foods anyway. And we're about 3 days into it. We're struggling along because, again, that whole kale thing, which I omitted on the last one, the last batch of juice, and we happily gobbled it down. we've added garlic. We've added nuts. We've just really thrown in a whole bunch of veggies, and it's been fun. It's been fun. It's been something that we can do together and delicious for the most part. But... if you have any recipes and you want to email them to me, that would be great. If you have any questions about my journey, I will be blogging on this whole process in the month of February, I believe, and that should correlate with the time when the TV show comes out. It should be edited by then. And again, that will be on Portsmouth Public TV. So feel free. Reach out. Always. Suggestions, love comments, love, and always enjoying all of the emails that I get and all of the inspiration that I receive. Feel free to connect with me on Facebook, too. It's facebook.com/celiacroads, and join in on the chatter, and we do a lot of laughing on Facebook. It's been a lot of fun. And there is still nothing from Carly, so... unfortunately, it doesn't seem like she's going to be joining us today. But definitely tune in on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that we can have a great chat with my buddy Bob, who is probably enjoying Florida weather more so than usual, considering it's, gosh, I think it's around 65, 70 degrees there today. Much, much warmer than we are, but I can't complain. It was 50, and we did get some beach time in. So without further ado, I'm not going to rattle on anymore. I just want to let you know that I love you. Thanks for tuning in for a few minutes. You're beautiful. Keep the inspiration coming. Keep thriving. Keep living. And feel free, anytime, let me know what you'd like to hear about. And we'll try to find some guests that will help solve those questions that you may be going through. Anyway, until Wednesday, take care.